That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are on the full Sagittarius moon in June. And it's going to be a very, very exciting show tonight because I have uncovered and been able to divine a lot of information that I know you're going to want to hear. So let's begin. The upsets, anger, and denial of this month will be overwhelming. Everything is going to heat up as we enter into the summer months. We are in the process of working with energy brought in from the eclipses in April and May. There will be a culmination of events that finally will give us some answers. Something big is going to happen, and this will be global for everyone on the planet Earth right now. This world is an explosive predicament. Matters and incidents have been revealed that have surfaced and have been exposed. Many people have tried to cover them up, deny them, or hide the facts. But Toto has pulled back that curtain, and now we can see what's going on in Oz. Regardless of what side you're on, what side of the media you watch, all of this has come to a head, to expansion, to change, and you can finally see what has been hidden before. June will become the month of reality, reality and truth. The heat is on and we're at the boiling point. Now we have the answers to the unexplained, the unbelievably unexplained. This entire time period between January 2020 and 2023 has been explosive, expansive, painful, and difficult. June 2023, now the time period between the first 2023 eclipse, which was in April, and the coming eclipse in October, is when everything is going to come to light. Funny how that's also the time that Pluto finishes up its cycle in Capricorn, the time of the wrecking ball. Anger, resentment, ego, and some very difficult events will be happening. Did you ever hear a rat squeal when it's caught? There's going to be lots of squealing going on. This is the energy that's clearing and cleansing for what's to come. As you know, I do see all of this in manifestation, creating a better world, because everything is headed to a point of healing. Please believe that. Hang on to that and know that it's true. We have to recognize and see the issues that have been worked on to be able to come to a healing. Now we're being given the answers. So many things are coming up all over the world that need to be worked on and healed, and they will be. However, with this energy, I do see, unfortunately, a lot of violence coming because people have been stressed to the max. They only know and can take so much, and they're all going to retaliate. The lies, deceit, hidden matters, and being completely fooled are making them angry. However, you know the way human nature is, that if people do not change unless they have to, people are being pressed to a limit where finally things will come to a head. That's what's happening. And it's been building since 2008. But this is our time when we will see the truth. I know that I've been talking about truth, and you're probably sick of me talking about it. We've been in a fog, and nothing seems to be done about anything. There have been no reprimands or no consequences, it seems. But beware that a lot has been happening in increments, time after time, after time, after time, after time. The truth has always been what sets us free. So get ready. We're at the Sagittarius full moon tonight, and this brings us all the preliminaries of what's to come. This Jupiter North Node conjunction doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, it always brings into our awareness something big. This is a sign of Taurus. So the big will be big government finance, overextension, land, comfort. This can be very healing. We will see a healing occur. Perhaps the leader will be removed because of health reasons, like China, the UK, or the USA. This energy can also involve transportation, like getting places, traveling. And how is that all going to change? It will. Now there's been a lot of confusion and complications in how we travel. And there's going to be another change. Another alternative is coming. I see us entering into times when we are going to face the most difficult of these problems, which fall into our laps, which we must face. We didn't create the problems, but we have to deal with them. While we've been gradually dealing with the general world's increase of all the difficulties of life, whether it be the economy, the Russian-Ukraine war, COVID, drastic weather pattern change, politics, trouble in our societies and throughout the world. We're also experiencing more and more impacts upon our individual lives. It's not just in the news, it's inside our home and family lives. That too has to be looked at and healed. A lot of people around the world have been being impacted already, even ourselves in many ways. We may notice it a great deal, or we may not notice it that much, but we work to adapt and adjust and figure out how to get by, for the most part. The lessons of these years and this end of the current age of mankind is to work together and support each other. Join others. Let others join in. Be a part of a connected community rather than a separate individual struggling to be independent of others. We grow stronger when we unite with others. More are helped when we support each other. the community we live in, whether it's 3 people or 3 million people, is strengthened when we offer our own services and help each other. It then becomes our source of help, too, when we need help in some way. There are, and there will be, more times of hardship for many, many people. Everyone will have needs, and everyone will have something to offer to help and give to those needs. We are in this boat together, regardless of how many. The spiritual lessons of this time are the lessons to help us join together and face these challenges, to be an active member of the community in giving and receiving. For those who face these events, remember to try not to go through these events alone. Join with other friends and community members to create a stronger support system for everyone. This is so important because the big that's going to happen is going to be such an explosion. And you may not want to reach out, but you're going to want to in the end. Join with other friends and community. And remember to create a strong support system for everyone. Usually I don't make suggestions like hoarding food or water. But this time, if you live in those areas, I do recommend storing a significant amount of water. Any recovery efforts will... they will bring in bottled water. But don't wait for that. If you're in a low water area, start saving. And don't wait until next summer to start needed supplies. Again, join with others. Rely on each other in your local communities. People will need to help each other. We're all part of a family. This family is the family that we personally connect to, the family of our community, the family of our own country, and the family of man on this earth, hoping to continue to live this life of ours. So, we're going to stop for the weekly cosmic tip because I have some important things to say about this week. And we'll be back, and I have a lot more for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of June 5th through June 11th, 2023. June brings us a harmonious underlying mood punctured by a few rough edges. A period of consolidation also begins now, as Saturn in Pisces turns retrograde mid-month and Pluto, already retrograde, moves from Aquarius back into Capricorn. Yesterday, June 3rd, Venus in Cancer formed a trine to Neptune in Pisces. The next day, Sunday, June 4th, there's a full moon in Sagittarius and Mercury conjuncts with Uranus in Taurus. This energy is a sensitive, intense, and creative quality of time where many interesting ideas could be born. However, talk things over honestly with a few friends before you start planning out your thoughts and visions. This isn't the best week for teamwork or group activities. Detach from your group to focus on your personal project and self-improvement. Be careful, because during the first part of the week, people might be aggressive and overly sensitive and ready to get frustrated and upset at the slightest provocation. You could feel like you're walking on eggs, especially around controlling, domineering people. It's best to keep your head down and focus on your work. Business matters could take unexpected, surprising turns. Put off any important meetings or negotiations until Friday, if possible. That's the day when harmonious, generous vibes abound. That day is a very good time, and new doors could open for you. Venus enters Leo on Monday, June 5th, and simultaneously forms an exact opposition to Pluto in Aquarius. Passions can now develop into a powerful force. Some things that come into view will have an irresistible attraction. Research and examine well which of your desires create many new addictions and be wary of greed, your own and that of others. Venus and Mars, now in Leo, are forming a stubborn T-square with Jupiter in Taurus and Pluto in Aquarius, which comes to a head on Wednesday, June 7th. Look out now, especially with romance. Mercury makes a soft harmony to Neptune on Friday, June 9th. Get together with a couple of friends to share your higher vision. This also supports meditation and intuitive activities. Transforming Pluto has been giving us a preview of how its energy will be when it's fully in Aquarius. It will spend 20 years in the sign of higher ideals, beginning next January 2024. However, for now, Death and Rebirth Pluto moves to retrograde back into Capricorn on the 11th to help you finish old business since it entered Capricorn in 2008. Here comes that wrecking ball again. Sunday, June 11th is interesting. Mercury moves into Gemini for 3 weeks. This supports short trips and short classes. It is a very restless energy. We know that Pluto will not leave Capricorn again until January 21st, 2024. Since it entered Aquarius on March 23rd, we have had a taste of the nature of some future Aquarian themes, such as the sudden appearance of computer applications with artificial intelligence. But the present must be cleaned up and discarded first. And with Pluto in Capricorn, we must deal with very tangible matters again. Namely, weakening cities and states, ailing financial institutions, debt, political lies and deceit, corruption, and overvalued real estate. Pluto tipping back into Capricorn again resurrects issues regarding our money, the economy, and big government. As if that's not enough for one day, Mercury enters Gemini under the influence of a trine to Pluto. Venus in Leo forms a square with Jupiter in Taurus. Desires can get pretty out of hand now. Pay special attention to your finances during this time and practice moderation. Then, if you do that, the results of your endeavors could be outstanding.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back with probably the most important show I've done all year. We are all trying to live our lives as best we can. We're doing the best we can with the lives we have, and that has been given to us from God. Always remember that. So let me tell you about the new world coming and about the time frame for this. The South Node is in the sign of Scorpio, which squares Leo. What we have in the month of June is Venus and Mars conjunct in Leo. The North and South Nodes deal with our destiny, and they deal with the things that must happen. It must happen. It's karma. So that we will create a new world. I want you to remember what I said, because everything I'm telling you is karma and destiny from now on. As Venus and Mars travel together in the sign of Leo, which means leadership, heads will roll. leaders will fall, regimes will change and topple, so that protection and security can come about. That's what we've been lacking. People feel the need for protection and security. Those feelings have been blown way over the past 2 years. Feelings of protection through finances, money, food, safety. We need protection. These are going to be the issues of this month of June 2023. Jupiter magnifies the North Node, our collective future. Mars becomes important here as it sits in Leo, squaring the North Node, which will bring up a lot of issues worldwide that can become real problems. Mars rules real estate, so there will be real estate issues under fire this month. This month will continue. This energy will continue throughout the summer months, but this is the month that is crucial. As many of you know, Venus and Mars concern relationships, love, romance, people coming together. All of us are here to work on our relationships, love, affection, and how we treat our partners. This will be a personal issue with everyone, but it will also be an issue globally because these two planets deal with love and passion. Whenever these two come together, people become very emotional. Things are going to be amazingly changed taking place when this T-square takes place with Venus and Mars conjunct, which occurs right after the summer solstice. But the energy is coming into place now as June opens. The full moon, which is today and tonight, brings the sun and the moon directly opposite each other. And the moon shines its light into the darkness, bringing us awareness. It is the reversal of things. Fire sign. Leo is a fire sign. The moon, Mars, and Venus are in fire signs beginning on June 7th, Wednesday. Of course, the moon is in Sag. This brings anger, frustration, passion, along with reality and credibility. Things that were not visual become visual and promises to be an amazing full moon. The new moon that happens later on June 18th, will be very different. It will bring new beginnings from an experience of what has been revealed at the full moon. The new moon is in the sign of Gemini, communication. It's all out there, and people can see clearly now. Some may find this to be difficult. The question may be, do you believe me, or do you believe your eyes? That was from Joey Bishop back in the 60s, one of my favorite quotes. Do you believe me, or do you believe your eyes? This energy will plant to see. Bringing in new revelations about how we get information across to people, like the media, internet, phones, social media, everything. It's all changing. And the way we connect with one another is all changing for the better. Now, back to the full moon in Jupiter. From June 4th through June 21st, that's the summer solstice, Jupiter is passing through some great energy, and we can expect something wonderful to happen. This energy gives us the truth. It deals with everything in the ninth house. The ninth house is about teaching, philosophy, spiritual awareness, the law. Jupiter rules Sagittarius, truth, law, everything that is needed to give us a positive outcome. There's a silver lining through all this anguish that's coming. Anger, hostility, polarization. What's going to happen is a bridge is going to form. And that will be the united bridge. The bridge that will unite the polarities and the differences. And it will bring people together. We all want the same thing. We want honesty. We want the truth. We don't want any more fighting. And this is going to happen all month. There will be new hope coming out. One thing I know is going to happen, and that will be new leaders, new government, people in politics that are going to come out and bring us the changes that we need. No more hostility and all the negativity that has brought us to this boiling point. The media has lost or is losing its control over us. As all these planets come together, so does our future destiny. So does our realization of truth. Mars and Venus are in the eighth house of the United States chart. So what does the eighth house rule? Big money, government money, the national debt, scandals, death, taxes, secrets, corruption, and sex. It's going to bring all this to light. What is all this? After everything that's been happening from both sides of the political realm, we will have the truth coming out for everyone. Now, I see something coming out from left field, something that will shed light on more of the issues. Good things will be said about this, but they're on one side. However, they can create a unity that we have yearned for. Someone is coming and will bring us the answer and wake us up. Let me remind you that people don't change unless they have to. People only change when something dramatic happens, and something very dramatic is about to take place. But you have to remember, someone is on his way. Someone is coming. We can expect a big financial crisis during this time. Mars will be opposing Pluto in the eighth house. Another thing coming in June is Saturn. Saturn turns retrograde at 13 degrees of Aquarius on June 17th. No, I'm sorry, it's in Pisces. This is heavy and looming over all of us and can be depressing, and it can happen in the USA. It happens in their house of money and values and overlaps into communication. It can bring us healing, healing the incurable, healing the difficulties. It can bring us healing of difficult to cure diseases, and so much of that has to do with mental illness. Look at all the shootings that have been going on around the world and in the USA. Bottom line, there is a lot of instability going on and anger. People are out of control. Now, Saturn is stationed in Pisces, is part of the 100 healers. The major discoveries are happening now are they on healing the mind. And this is so important. And I want you healers and light workers to listen, because we are beginning to show that energy work and our work heals the mind much faster than drugs and whatever else they do. So we are working with mental disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar. New information and new ways are coming out to heal the mind, which is very, very exciting. Early in the month, starting June 4th, that's today, Mercury conjuncts Uranus, bringing forth new technology, artificial intelligence. This week, Apple is going to announce about their new products. And we're also going to find out new ways to travel. Everything is moving forward in technology and is being brought up to the next level right now. And it's an amazing time in the world. We all chose to be here. And it's really going to be an amazing time with the new things that are coming. We humans, we have accidents and we make mistakes. And that's a part of our real life. And others or ourselves can get hurt, and sometimes worse. But if we're going to be part of the squad who brings in the light, we are called to make forgiveness and mercy very real and very much a part of this real life. Forgiveness and mercy never comes forth by accident. We have to decide. Then we carry it through. Then we make it real for ourselves and for others. Remember, there is no soul who has not had an accident or made a mistake. And sometimes forgiveness and mercy come with accepting the pain and suffering that we're feeling. I'm seeing the earliest that former President Trump will hint at not running for the Republican nominee in 2024. And he'll start talking about it beginning in October and November of 2023. I see him announcing officially that he will not run for the nominee in February of 2024. I see Joe Biden leaving office under the 25th Amendment, and Carmelo will finish out the term, probably by October, if not sooner. And Joe Biden only wants to run for president next term to save himself from being prosecuted for unspeakable crimes. There's a new person coming that is going to bring us clarity and peace. Let me go back a little bit. When Kennedy was shot, no one knew why or how. It's taken so long for the truth to come out. And what is being uncovered is all the corruption that has occurred in the USA over a long period of time. Well, we have another Kennedy coming forward who brings us the truth 60 years later. Yes, he's very controversial, but open your eyes and open your heart and see what you can learn from this. Yes, I'm talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. Remember, this is the universe. The universe is bringing us full circle to have us see what we're meant to see. This is destiny. 60 years later, it's all pretty unbelievable. But this will bring the answers. This will bring a new trend in the world, a new awakening, which is just what we need. There will be a whole new lineup of people serving for the good. It's about time. It just may clean out the swamp. There'll be new leaders that will bring us new possibilities and new hope. This is your silver lining that I was talking about earlier. This is remarkable. I'm looking at the future, and it looks like all things will be different, and things will be better. And we're looking at a new future, and we're looking at the truth that will set us free, finally. I know that's big news, and I know you're going to have to digest it. And we'll have to watch it as it plays out. But right now, we're going to take a break. And I'm going to come back and bring a little lightness to the show. I'm going to tell you your June horoscopes. This is Elizabeth Joyce. So let's listen to Paul Anka reminding us about our destiny. I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Friend Paul Anka singing about destiny. We have true destiny coming, and it's very exciting. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and now I'm going to talk to all of you about your personal destiny, your June astrology. And we'll start with the full moon tonight. It's going to kill any vibes for hard work and responsibilities, sharpening the desire for fun and adventure. This is a time for sharing love and healing after some tense weeks, and tense months. The June 18th new moon in Gemini brings a square to Neptune in Pisces. If you're feeling a bit melancholy, know that the moon quickly slips into Cancer and trines Saturn. The symbol of the father, making this a great and loving Father's Day, June 18th. Okay, so I'm going to start with Aries and go right through. For June, Aries, this is the month of expansion. Unexpected events will change your life, physical well-being, bringing you together with your family. You're going to feel like redecorating or perhaps moving. Personal transformation is occurring all the time. June brings more communication, short distance travel, and putting more energy and excitement into romantic interludes. Count on invitations from siblings and cousins as they will want to reconnect with you and perhaps spend some summer vacation time with you. Saturn turns retrograde on June 17th, possibly spoiling some outdoor plans that you had because of bad weather. Taurus. Unexpected travel is coming to Taurus. Deep changes are going on. People are coming to you from out of the past, and you're going to have some amazing dreams. You may take some new courses or do a lot of reading of books that you've had on hold. You're going to have new things with siblings. They'll be calling you and telling you about their experiences. Mars is in Leo for the month and can bring a bit of hostility. Venus eases things up when it moves into Leo on the 9th. A little bit of pampering can go a long way, so be good to yourself. Recent performances bring success and a larger paycheck at work. And that would be mid-month when Jupiter slides into Taurus. There could be a postponement of plans with good friends when Saturn turns retrograde. That's on the 17th. Gemini. Time to meet new friends and groups. You may meet influential friends. Your money is doing well and coming together with gains and money and prosperity. And you're going to hear from families and friends. June brings the time for you to hit the beach or other forms of relaxation and entertainment. Plan a week away with your sweetie at month's end. You may even be looking for another job and be very surprised at the job offers that come your way. Cancer. New opportunities come to you with work, unexpected career-wise. You feel very attractive. You have a lot of magnetism. June brings Mars and Leo, bringing in a temptation to spend extra money on gifts and pleasure. Better hide your wallet. Jupiter moves into Taurus and attracts influential connections and strengthens your career marketability. Check your sensitivity to extreme criticism when an incident at work could get out of hand. Just let it roll off your back. Leo. Leo has unexpected travel. Leo wants to learn new things and may form a new belief system as its spirituality is growing. Love affairs come in from out of the past, passion, healing of issues. So if you've had an upset with somebody, you're going to start to heal it, which is good. June brings in an energy overload as Mars moves into Leo. Enjoy bonding with your family while planning what vacation attractions everybody's anticipating. A bonus lands in your paycheck mid-month to allow you to enjoy spontaneous fun and enjoyment during vacation time. There could be a delay in finalizing a loan or a financial matter at month's end. Virgo. Sudden, unexpected, psychological changes are happening with Virgo. There's a difference in how you feel about you. Your feelings have been shifting since the end of last year. You could have some great gains financially and also strengthen relationships with your family and friends. In early June, make definite plans to do some home remodeling. Begin the work before Saturn retrogrades on the 17th. You make plans with your boss regarding a new position and a raise that will begin for you in early July. Good for you, Virgo. Libra. This is your year to fall in love. There's excitement, strength, and your boss praises you. You could go into a new business, and you may change your location. June brings some good news. You have earned some available funds for that summer vacation involving travel. Employees chime in to give you support and praise for your leadership. There could be unplanned auto expenses, and that could eat up some of that new cash. Some critical business affairs are left up in the air at month's end. So you have some work to do, Libra. Scorpio. Work efforts change. You have to let go of the deadbeat. You may have to change your jobs or walk away from what you're doing. Beware of accidents. And you're going to find a shift with co-workers or employees, but it's a shift for the better. They'll start supporting you more. Take a trip with friends or a lover. There's new learning. And I want to tell you that your father is going to need attention if he's still with you in June. Mars enters Leo, bringing clashes and confusion all month. Your financial picture feels a bit of a sting with a barrage of unexpected and unavoidable expenses. Remember, Mars in Leo squares your Sun in Scorpio. You're about to help your community by reframing some outdated bylaws for outdated current needs. The month is volatile with family, friends, and relationships, so tread carefully and try to be supportive of everyone. You might have to bite your tongue a little bit, but do it, Scorpio. I know that's hard for you. Sagittarius. Intelligence, the mind, creativity. You have new business coming in. But you have to be careful with your children because they could have problems. Look at addictions. And maybe someone needs therapy, but it can be a very healing time. June brings travel to a new area with a friend. Your family is caught up with summer vacation plans. Confirm the travel details. Neptune turns retrograde in Pisces at month's end, creating confusion over relocation plans for some family members. Capricorn, you're going to have major changes in your home, Capricorn. There's renovation and conditions may change dramatically. There'll be a lot of unexpected changes at your home. But you feel love and attraction. You feel positive relationships and you're determined to make things work. Throughout June, Mars is in your eighth house, bringing you some lucrative deals, attractive goods, and exciting ways to spend your money. Clear your time around Father's Day to spend some time with your father and relatives and family. Be vigilant with your health and avoid impulsiveness that could lead to accidents. Aquarius, go on sudden road trips. You're going to be visiting a sibling, a new learning comes and you could take a class on what you desire because you're into learning, education, and knowledge. You have to watch your health and be careful of small accidents around the house. You certainly don't need to have a fall. Find extra ways to make money. That's going to be on your mind, Aquarius. In June, expect your social life to be very active. You are able to leave your work behind while being able to enjoy some activity and fun, as well as a welcome change of scenery. At month's end, you postpone some spending activity while you examine some important financial figures. So you have to get organized and ready for your summer months so that you can relax more in the following month. Pisces. Money is your focus in June, Pisces. So focus. It's a great time for you financially. You're coming up with new ideas. You're writing. You're spending more time with children. In June, be sure to resolve and be sure to resolve all personal and business matters before Saturn retrogrades on the 17th. You meet a close friend for lunch who asks you to help them with a difficult matter, like whether they should change jobs. A work project deserves a second look when there's a tempting offer coming of a salary increase in the month of June for you, Pisces. So that's it for June. All of you, go out and have fun, and remember to always come from the heart. I just want to remind you of something. The spiritual world is real. The real issue is not what kind of government we're going to have in the U.S. The real issue is whether we as individuals decide to love and then to practice and apply this in our individual lives in whatever way we individually can figure out. If we're not practicing love from our human being to the next, why bother with what kind of government we have? Because without love, our efforts are then a waste of time and will be lost to all time, going nowhere in our evolution. A government based on human rights and the rights of each individual comes only when it's based on loving our neighbor as ourselves and any efforts we make towards this end. No nation on earth has this as their present state completely, but that's what the U.S. is based on. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. However, many nations are working at creating this because it is a desired goal. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our show. We are going to hear one of Paul Anka's best friends, Bobby Darin, sing to us about freedom. And then we're going to hear William, and I have our meditation. And Richard has a new song out, so we're going to listen to that too. I love it when Richard has a new song. And it's called Your Calling. So he's going to play the vibrations for you to go inside after your meditation and get a sense of what your calling is. I hope this has served you well. Good night, and I'll see you next week.
Come and sing simple song freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what we read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son? Wake you in the mornings when we rise. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Say it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers or kings. So let's all build them shelves where they can fight it out among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. I say let it fill the air, telling people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
Take me to
to my dreams tonight. Will you carry me on your beams tonight? Sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight. Oh, take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up, feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out.
see that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.